in 3 days is the total solar eclipse over the United States. I know you've heard about it. April 8th, there's going to be a total solar eclipse.
The one coming up on April 8th may very well be the only one you will ever experience, if you're lucky.
This is an experience beyond all experiences. You can't prepare yourself properly for what this is like.
I just know that there's this fucking anarchy symbol that it draws over the United States, or a pyramid, or its coordinates, or we love looking into shit. But this solar eclipse has some pretty interesting things about it outside the fact that a total solar eclipse is fascinating to witness. I wasn't in totality in 2017. I was at Gaia, literally working at Gaia that day. We all just took a break as it passed over us. And it was beautiful. It was brilliant. It was one of those things where the shadows of all the leaves on the trees, everything looked different. But I've never been in totality before, and I will be this year. And I'm not going to give away the location, and that's not a personal thing more so than a magical thing. There's something particular I wish to bring to this eclipse, for me in my life and for the world. It doesn't matter where you are in the country, really. This is a powerful time because a lot of people are focusing their conscious awareness and attention on the same little block of time. It takes not more than a couple hours to get this eclipse all the way across the country. If you are in totality, it lasts roughly 4 minutes. But I want to show you a little video of some people that were at the 2017 eclipse. They filmed it, but I want you to listen to their voices. Hear how giddy and excited that they are, because this is a very auspicious 4 minutes. It doesn't come around that often. And without superstition and lore, it's still fascinating. Listen to these people and almost the psychedelic aha, oh my God, is this the rapture tone that they're using in their voices.
Guys, look around, just try looking around.
This is insane right now.
Oh, this is just unbelievable. What?
Oh my God!
What is happening?
This is absolutely insane.
There's the beat!
I feel like it's
beat.
Hard to breathe. Oh. Oh my God. This is so totally creepy.
Oh my God, the sun!
Oh my goodness. This feels so weird.
Look at the sunrise, Derek. It's every direction.
Oh my goodness. There's like sunset, sunrise, every direction. People are going nuts. This, I did not expect. I don't know what I expected, but...
Oh my God!
This just looks so wrong. You can see these prominences, the solar corona coming out, the top left and right and the bottom. I can see Venus directly above me.
You can see the stars.
Oh,
oh my God!
What?
The total solar eclipse is completely beyond anything you've imagined if you haven't been there in person. And I can tell, even though I haven't really been there in person. Now, will I be flipping out like this camera guy? I don't know. And I'm not going to try and preface what I might do there. This is one of those moments where, whether you believe in astrology, whether you do tarot, whether you believe in the deeper mythological meanings that we draw from things like the sun and the moon, how all cultures viewed the fact that to our perception from Earth, from human to the scale of the moon, all the way to the scale of the sun, the alignment of that alone to our eyes is perfect. The sun, which is far bigger than the moon, appears to be the exact same size in the sky. That alone is fascinating. There are a couple other things that I find less fascinating, like the fact that it will pass through seven towns called Nineveh. I think there may be something to that, but I think that is more so on the fact that we love to draw meaning, even when there is an explicit meaning for the solar eclipse to pass through seven towns named Nineveh. It still might be fascinating to learn about, to see if, like in divination, where tarot cards may mean nothing to somebody, but the other person who sees it, all of a sudden, it makes sense out of something that was senseless beforehand. I think in these moments, you can bring conscious awareness, and if you are in the path of totality, you have the ability to really be in the center of where everybody's attention is. And there are a lot of people in the United States, and these people will be aware, most people will be aware that this eclipse is happening as it's happening, and their focus will be on the same exact event that you are at the precipice of. I would highly suggest you go out and try to be in the path of totality only if you bring this X factor to it. If you feel you know enough, and by knowing I mean the balance of knowing, which is wisdom, if you believe you know enough about what would be a better direction or a better state of feeling and state of being that people can pick up on that will inspire them in the direction that is for the good of all, if you believe you know what that is, go to the path of totality and meditate on that. Even eyes open, you can even say hi to other people around, but meditation is focusing your conscious awareness just even a couple percent beyond how aware we usually are could mean the world of difference. Meaning the entire time you know this is auspicious, the entire time you can sense it in everybody around you, even in the wildlife around you, everything gets topsy-turvy. And in this moment, if you can bring a little bit more conscious awareness to your intention, I'm not going to say that it's going to bring it up to the heavens and God appreciates that you went to the path of totality, so like you'll get your wishes granted. I'm not saying that, but I do believe that everybody in the world believes the power of attention is powerful because it is. Why do billboards work? Well, a lot of eyeballs are on the road. If you can put something right next to the road to catch those eyeballs, you can make a lot of money. Money is something where if our awareness is caught in a way that we like or we want more of what we're being promised, then money can come out of that. But strip that away and just think of the conscious awareness part of it. If you can get everyone in the world thinking about one thing at the same time, that's powerful. There's an interesting thought form singularity happening in the moment. December 21st, 2012 was one of those big moments for people. CERN's got shit going on. NASA's throwing up APEP rockets. APEP was the god of darkness, apparently. There's a lot of jargon being thrown around there saying this is ancient prophecy being fulfilled. That stuff has always fascinated me, but I don't find that fascinating right now and with this solar eclipse. What I do find fascinating is that beyond all of our beliefs of what it could mean, we're bringing our conscious attention and awareness to a very specific window of time, and there is a line, there is a geography to it. That's a powerful window. If you have intentions, not just selfishly for yourself, you want to get ahead. You want to do something magnificent. You want more abundance. But if you can transcend that to a beautiful adjustment and healing is coming for all the world, and a hotbed of how this will be disseminated will be from the United States and those who are in the path of totality, and that healing will bring about new gifts that we as a species have not yet been able to wrap our minds around. Imagine that. Because in that future, You may not need all the security and abundance and more for you and less for others. You may actually appreciate that you gave up your wish for the collective rather than focus it on yourself, because perhaps that is enough permission slips to the cosmic rejector or approval judge that all of our conscious attention can make us aware that a new way is possible, it's achievable, and it has to do with bringing our conscious attention together as a species. To have that intention for the good of all before you have some intention for you to get ahead during this solar eclipse, I think is the most powerful intention you could bring. But I want you to make it your own, and I want you to bring your A game. Really be meditative. Really be discerning between what intention is for you and what intention is for the good of all. If you can do that, I know life after this eclipse will be better, because all it takes is for people to believe it. And I believe this is an auspicious moment for us to actually use the power of this eclipse and the focus that it is drawing in order to plant that seed inside the collective. I love you all, and I'll catch you all next time on the Awakening Protocols.
The one coming up on April 8th may very well be the only one you will ever experience, if you're lucky, and I'm going to explain why.
This is an experience beyond all experiences. You can't prepare yourself properly for what this is like.